Hundreds of gun rights supporters crowded into Pennsylvania State Capitol for the annual event known as the Rally to Protect Your Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Pennsylvania's gun laws have not changed significantly in more than a decade. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports the speakers, demonstrators, and lawmakers say their worried efforts to get some laws on the books are picking up steam.
The morning of the rally, state capitol police are much busier than usual. Most days, if a person with a concealed carry permit wants to go into the Capitol building, they can drop off their gun in a side room by the back entrance. Officer Richard Scher says getting one in a day is generally considered a lot. But today, police anticipated so many guns, they opened a separate processing room.
Can you estimate how many people you've gotten in here today?
What do we got up there?
We're in the 50s range.
Scher estimates about 100 concealed weapons will be checked by the day's end. The people who carry those guns come from all around the state, and they have a range of reasons for taking off work on a Monday to demonstrate in Harrisburg. Take Anthony Bruno, a tall guy in a come-and-take-it T-shirt who's standing by the outdoor fountain because he didn't want to check his gun to go inside.
You know, we're not going to just sit back and let our rights be chipped away at by something that's just a feel-good measure.
Sheva Dewar, who did check her 9mm handgun, comes at it from a different angle. The Navy veteran and transgender woman says she's probably farther left than most here, but she's adamant about guns.
As long as they're beating and killing transgenders for using the inappropriate bathroom or something, I need the gun. I can't outrun them, and I can't outfight a group.
Firearms laws vary widely by state. In the last decade and a half, Pennsylvania's haven't changed much. For instance, background checks are required for private sales of handguns, but not long guns. Firearms don't have to be registered with the state. Open carry is allowed. Last session, groups fighting to end gun violence got a rare win, with a measure that requires convicted domestic abusers to give up their weapons more quickly and stops letting friends and family keep custody of them.
That is heinous.
At the rally, that bill was the subject of derision, as was one that's making progress this year, a so-called extreme risk protection bill to let police and family petition a judge to temporarily restrict a person's ability to possess firearms, as long as they can prove the person is a danger to themselves or others. Eric Pratt is the executive director for Gun Owners of America.
Whatsoever, no trial by jury, no having your attorney present, no facing your accuser, just boom, a judge takes the word of somebody who may have a vendetta against you, and you lose your guns.
Montgomery County Representative Todd Stevens is sponsoring the extreme risk bill. He's a Republican, though Pratt and the other ralliers called him a rhino, Republican in name only. He says the gun rights crowd is misinterpreting the legislation.
They don't understand the current state of the law. Today in Pennsylvania, you can be 302'd, which means you're taken away from your home, your family, your job for up to 5 days, and then you lose your gun rights for life, and you have no due process whatsoever.
Stevens is pitching his bill as an alternative. He notes he's been able to win over a number of fellow Republicans, but he acknowledges some will never get on board. Those adamant opponents were out in force.
Baker, Bartolotta, Brewster, Brooks, Hutchinson. I know I saw Scott behind me, Senator Scott Martin. You're going to hear from Senator Kristen Phillips Hill.
One of them is Representative Daryl Metcalf. The Butler County Republican frequently finds himself in the news for his skepticism of mainstream climate science and opposition to an LGBTQ non-discrimination bill, among other things. But gun rights are one of his biggest pet issues. He founded the annual Second Amendment rally in 2006. He says attention has ebbed and flowed since then, generally picking up steam when a major shooting happens. His role, he says, is to stand firm.
I think it's going to be a hard position for any of our leaders to move legislation that will have more gun control as part of it. There's going to be more consequences brought to bear this year by myself and others if they try to.
Shira Goodman, director for the gun control group Ceasefire PA, says she's not trying to antagonize Second Amendment supporters. She's trying to be pragmatic.
We continue to want to do things that promote safety, that will save lives, that will reduce gun violence.
Lately, Goodman's main focus has been Representative Stevens' extreme risk bill. She thinks it has a shot at passing, but adds, as always when it comes to guns in Pennsylvania, it will be an uphill battle. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg,